It's time for Take 5 the Draft Edition with New York Giants Scouts. Question number one. How do you decide whether to draft a bigger cornerback as opposed to a smaller one that might be more agile?
Well, I think when you're looking at them, you just, first of all, looking to see can the person play, you know what I mean? And when they play, you know, there's one style is a little different than the other, and does that style fit into what we're trying to do? So you really want to try to get the best of both worlds, the best player that you think can come in and fit into your scheme, and then from that, you want to sit back and say, all right, well, I have that person. Is it going to be a bigger person? Who can come in and play right away for you and be more productive for you?
Question number two. How much of a deal breaker is arm length when ranking prospects on the defensive line?
Yeah, arm length and height, but you'd be surprised. As arm length is pretty important because you can have a person that doesn't meet the ideal height, but their arm length is that of a person that's 6'3 or 6'4. So, yes, arm length does matter.
Question number three. How often are most players viewed live and how much on tape?
For me, 98% of the guys that I evaluate, I see live. The ones that you don't, well, maybe a person that you found out late about and the season has already ended, so you didn't get a chance to see them live or whatever, but 98% of the people you see live. I think you have to see them live. It's critical. Just for the little nuances, you know, obviously for a quarterback, you want to see him, a kicker is live, but really everybody, because you really, it's nothing like getting that live visual look of what kind of person, for a good example would be, what kind of 250-pound person is that? You know, is that a sloppy 250-pound, or is that a well-built 250? And the same thing goes to, and we'll just use round numbers, 300, is that a solid, well-built 300-pounder, or is that like, whoa, that's like a Twinkie and Ring-Ding produced 300-pounder?
Question number four. How do you get into the business of being an NFL or college scout for a pro team?
I worked, you know, when you're first starting out, you're the slash coach, you know, the recruiting coordinator, the DB coach, the this coach, you know. And I actually left there and went to New Hampshire, and then from there I was a secondary coach, and once again, at a smaller school, you wear a lot of hats. So I would happen to be the pro liaison for them. And then different guys like myself would come in, and then from there I'd take care of them, and I went through the interview process and was very fortunate enough to get hired by the New York Football Giants.
Question number five. What's the most enjoyable part of your job?
The funnest part is just watching the players and developing, you know, and seeing how, you know, when you're going through it, because a lot of it is, you know, this guy is what you think he is as he materializes, and obviously for us, the Giants, but then in particular when you look around the league and you say, man, I thought that guy would be a good player, I was right, or, man, I thought that guy would be a good player, I was wrong, what did I do wrong on that guy, you know, and obviously you want to be more right than wrong on all of those, for obvious reasons, you want to stay employed with the job. So with that, I mean, but that part, and obviously the exciting, you're getting a chance to meet, you know, young men, and, you know, and you're playing a small part in the process of hopefully getting us another Super Bowl, you know, winning championships, and that's, to me, is really exciting, you know, from that standpoint, just being around and still being an older guy and still being around in football.